grateful for it. And everybody said, amen. Turn around and give several people around you a great big God bless you tonight, and you can be seated. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
I want to remind you of some of the items back at the book table. We had the pamphlets for you that we ran out of for you. And so we talked about them Sunday morning. We have them on In Him and Love Scriptures, Healing, Prayer Scriptures, and then on How to Keep Your Healing. So you can download those if you want. Just go to our website at DeFrameMinistries.org and you can get those. Also, we have an upcoming meeting there in Southern California, and it's in September the 28th. It's our ladies' meeting. So if some of you ever feel the need to come out for a Southern California vacation, September the 28th through the 30th, and we have these annually, and we have such a good time, and we have so many husbands that show up because I'm not very good at gender messages. And so men will not feel uncomfortable. It's just normally what we do. So if you want more information on that, you can get on our website and find out about that. Again, that's September the 28th through the 30th. Then we have this out there. This is a newer CD, The Pipeline of Faith. How many of you know that when faith is strong and faith is in place, that it conducts whatever God's supply is toward your need? Amen. No matter what the need is, God has a supply.
Yes.
And when your pipes are in good working order, the pipeline of faith, then that supply can flow unhindered into your life. So we teach you about the pipeline of faith out there. Then we have this one. This one's called Prosperity And, because prosperity never lives alone. It has so many companions, you know. And it's connected to other things. And so we have that out there. And then we have this book, A Sound Disciplined Mind. And they'll be a help to you. You know, if you don't do the right thing with your mind, you're going to have difficulties the rest of your life.
Right.
Amen. You have to learn to discipline the mind.
Amen.
And if you do, then you'll live days of heaven on earth.
Yes.
If you don't discipline the mind, the devil will beat your brains out, you know?
Yeah.
And so you need to become skillful with that. I don't know about you, but I've been blessed in these meetings. I love hearing about what God is bringing us into. And how many of you know this era that we're in, it needs something. It needs our cooperation. It needs our response. I believe I was saying this on Sunday morning, but it bears repeating. I heard Dad Hagen say when he was at our church, because I was watching the video again, when he was with us in 2003, and he said he can count on one hand the number of times that he got to the full measure of the office that he stood in. And he said the reason he hasn't gotten there more is because the people. He said because the response of the people had something to do with it. And so, you know, that's sobering, because it's not about if I could say this, puts that degree of anointing on him for that service. It's about how the people respond.
Yeah.
Well,
amen.
In this era, we have to respond right so the full measure of what God has for this era can come.
Yeah.
If that's true about a ministry office, it's true about other flows.
Yeah, right?
Right?
Yeah.
It's true about the flows of the gifts of the Spirit, or manifestations of the Spirit, rather. It's true about in your own life.
Right.
It's true that regarding if God has a greater flow of prosperity for all of us, which He does, it'll be received based on our response.
Yes.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. The better responder you are, the more you're going to receive.
Yes. Amen.
Yes. Yeah. Amen. Isn't that true in your own home? If your kids don't respond to you right, they're going to receive something. One of my sons, not too terribly long ago, I won't say which because it is live stream, so just chalk it up to both of them.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
was walking out of the house, and one of them, I was walking out the through the washroom, and one of them smarted off to me, and I just, you know, bam! Just co-cock him in the face. Yeah. It was a response called for. You know, you're older now. You know, you think you're going to be a man, I'm going to deal with you like that. I'm not dealing with you like a child and, you know, put you in the corner. You're older now, so we're going to meet your level. I don't believe in abuse, but I don't believe in abuse toward me neither. So just, you know, just like that. Yeah. And his response provoked my response. You know, so your family can do something, your children can do something negatively, and they receive based on that. Well, we can do something positively and receive based on that. Because you're always going to receive based on what you called for.
That's right.
Yeah. Whatever you called for, that's what you're going to receive in line with. And if you called for something good, if you'll respond really good to that, then you'll receive more of that.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen. It's good.
Well, the Lord is good. Let's just lift up our hands and worship the Lord. Father, we're so thankful. We're so thankful. We're so thankful for what belongs to this era. Let's just begin to worship him in the spirit. Mashtakaya daboshtikiye. Bonchaka kaya tapostoko yedebeshtikiye. Mashtakaya dabostoko yedebeshtikiye. Mashtakaya dabostoko kokoye. Ma papaya da bastaka ya da bastaka ya de bestiki kiye. Ma papaya da bastoko koko ya de bestiki kiye. Mashtaka ya da bostoko koko ye. Mancha kar ya da bastaka kakaye. Hallelujah. Now, this comes up in my spirit to speak to some financial situations that are going the wrong direction and going there rapidly, to change, to turn. Well, Paul stated this in Philippians chapter 1, like verse 19 or so, that this shall turn through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit. Amen. So notice that when we pray, the spirit's supply can be accessed too. Amen. That not only will your prayers have an effect, but his supply will have an effect. Amen. And so when that came up in my spirit, and I said to God, I said, now who is that for? He said, for whoever has faith to receive that. You notice one thing about God is that, for example, if your pastor were, or if any minister were to come and they were to call out different physical conditions, maybe if somebody, if they received a word of knowledge that somebody with back trouble, you know, God wants to minister healing to you. Somebody might say, well, doesn't God know who it is? Why don't they just call for the one who it's for? Because God doesn't limit what he offers. Yes, he has certain ones in mind, but if he says, okay, John or Paul or whoever, then only John and Paul is going to respond. But that puts an assignment on it that really no one else is invited into. But if God says whoever has back trouble, then it's for whoever. So when I came up, and that's what came up in my spirit to speak to the financial situation change, I said, who is that for? He said, for whoever. whoever. Amen. Whoever wants to lay claim to it, whoever wants to say, you know something, I need that action. I need that action. Hallelujah. So let's raise up our hands. Father, we thank you for your help. We thank you for the supply of the Spirit, and the Spirit makes known to us what's needed in the lives of the people. So I speak by the Spirit and under that anointing. I speak to financial situations to turn in Jesus' name. I speak to that which has been going the wrong direction to make an about face, and you go the direction of prosperity in Jesus' name. You go the direction of fullness. You go the direction of abundance in Jesus' name. And I take authority over lack. I take authority over hindrances. I take authority over that which would steal from you. And I say, Satan, you take your hands off their situation in Jesus' name. Now, there it goes. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, for the about face of that situation. We thank you for that, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Well, you can do, all you have to do is say, I receive that. If that applies to you, I receive that. And it seems to me, especially there's a church that's for. One of you pastors, make sure you grab that. There's a church that's for. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for it, Father. We give you glory and honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we say we're word and spirit people. And if we're not careful, we can just be good at saying it. And that's how in times past people just said what they were, but they didn't flow with that. So we always want to keep flowing with that. Amen. And if we are, word and spirit people, then we need to give time for the Spirit to work. Amen. So we're willing to do that, aren't we? Hallelujah. Just stand with me to your feet, if you would. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Mashtakaya da bastakaye. Mashtakaya da bastukoye. Mashtakaya da bastakakaye. Mashtakaya da bostukoye. We praise you, Father. This couple, come here. Come here. Yeah, the two of you. Father, we thank you for clarity of purpose. We thank you for clarity of direction. We thank you, Father, for accurate steps. We thank you, Father, for the grace and the impartation for the next place, the next phase, the next level that you have for them. It shall come to pass in Jesus' name. We thank you for it, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we thank you for the supply for the next, Father, for them. The supply for the next. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise the Lord. We thank you, Father. And we thank you, Father, for the turnaround for them financially. The turnaround for them financially. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We glorify you, Father. Mashtakaya de bostokoye de bestikiki antapashtika katapata tota tikikiye. Mashtakakaya de bastakakaye. Mashtakakia de bestikikiye. Mashtakaya de bestiki. You know, when you have a young man or a young lady who signs up to be in the military, and they send them to boot camp, I guess that's your first place of assignment. And it's something because they teach you to do what you've always done. They get you out walking. You know, certainly not having been there, I can't tell you all the practice, but we can see that they'll have them walking together, and they'll just have them walking. And You know, they'll have them hiking for miles and walking for miles, and their commander is there and giving instruction. And if he says pick up the pace, they pick up the pace. If he says slow down, they slow down. If he says go left, they go left. If he says go right, and sometimes they may have them marching for hours, just walking back and forth. What are they doing? Well, I know how to walk. Why are you doing that? You don't know how to walk unitedly. And they're teaching them to walk at command instead of at will. Because they've been walking at will their whole life. But now you're going to walk at command. And you're going to walk at the pace I tell you to walk. And you're going to walk unitedly next to someone. You may have arms distance apart from you, but then I may put you shoulder to shoulder, the commander may say, and teach you to walk that way. I will position how you're going to walk. Why? Because when you're under attack, you need to be skilled at listening to command. Right? Because if you're not practiced at hearing what's said, just in doing basic things, when you get under the pressure of an enemy coming at you, and your commander can be telling you what to do, but if you're not practiced at what's he saying? What's he saying to do? Then you might run the wrong direction. Your commander may be exactly telling you what direction to go for safety or what direction to go for victory, whatever.
Right.
And he's trying to teach you to listen under pressure.
Yes. Yeah. Amen.
Because there's just a human reaction to something, you know, that to take off running or if pressure came or opposition came. And so thank God so important to winning is practice time.
Amen. Amen.
Now listen to that. So important to training and winning is practice time.
Yes.
They don't just throw them out there and say, oh, you walk, you've been walking all your life. Well, then you're good. You're good to go. Because can you run? You know, because the enemy, if you need to chase him, you know, you need to run, you know. No, they give them practice time.
Right.
And really our services involve that. It's practice time for us, right?
Amen.
So that when you leave the church and things happen, you've been practicing worshiping. You've been practicing holding your attention. You've been practicing at what responding to the Spirit looks like. He gives us practice time. But I also remember this, that I heard my husband talk about at different times, he would say, I'm coming into the era that I've been born for. And he said all the previous eras were practice time leading up to this era. Did you ever hear any minute? My husband, I heard him say that. And so Dad Hagen was part, no doubt, of the healing revival, and no doubt flowed and was a great blessing to that, but it was still leading him to the revival where he would be the point man. And that was practice time toward being the leading voice in the Word of Faith era, right?
Yes.
And so we have to realize this. We need to take advantage of our practice times.
Amen.
And sometimes the commanding officer with a troop would say, you know, today we're going to go on a hike, 20-mile hike, you know, and you're going to carry all your paraphernalia with you and go up, you know, in the mountains and going to come back. And then you come back and he'll say, now you're going to do this. And it's all built into building up for your victory. You know, now, and I said that to say this, sometimes he may say, you can see him in movies or documentaries, you know, they'll be walking and he'll have them running and then they're doing a chant as they run. Have you ever heard that? And they might be tired, but you can't tell it because they didn't start really probably doing that the first day. They weren't running and doing a chant the first, they built up to that. You know, they just kept building it up, because then it builds this physical capability, right?
Yeah.
So he will tell us, even though in our spiritual walk, we might not be, if I could say this at full speed yet, he will tell us, pick up the pace or something, because he's training us for things, you know. And this is what I heard in my spirit for Brother Joel, picking up the pace. He wants you to pick up the pace because the run is going to be at a fast clip. So start picking up the pace now as a practice. It's not time to fully run, but it's time to accelerate and pick up the pace. And I don't know exactly in what respect that means, but you know, we reach out to, if I could say this with our spirits and say, okay, we're going to do that. You know, I had a spiritual experience that happened, and in that, God gave me some instruction and said, when a such and such event happens, and he told me which event, he said, then it will be time to run. Well, I don't want to just practice running when it's time to run. I want to practice running before it's time to run. So whatever that means to you, if it does or doesn't, there's an acceleration to practice. It's to practice so that you, you're more sure-footed when the full race is on. Amen. Amen. Pick up the pace with your faith. Pick up the pace with what you're believing for, because he's going to put much assignment on your faith. And financially call for more. Financially call for more. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, when you think you've got a full plate, God says something like, do you want that building? You know, he puts more on. When you think you're carrying a nice load, you think you've got a full plate, you know, not burdensome, but it's full. And then he gives you something else to add to. So there you go, something else, another level. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's just worship him. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father. Mashtakaya da bashtakaya. Just lift up your voice. Mashtakaya da bostokoria da bashinki da botoye ezingi. Munja da bakata patata takakaya da bastakakaya da bastakaya da bostikiye. Manja da bokoria da bashtikiye. Majja da botto toto kote vestinki atapastiki ada basta kaye. Ashta kakakarya stoko ye. Amashta kaya da bostoko koya tapestiki kiye. Manja da bosto de eji kiki atapa. Antapa mostoko oste este kikiye. Manja da basta tataye. Mashti kiki ya de bosso koriate peshti kiki ye. Mashti kakaka ya de bosto koye. Mam papaya de bosto oshti kiye. Mam bapa papa kariasti kiye. Nam bapa papa kariasti kiki ye. Mashti kaka ye. Now I'm going to address and speak to those in here who have their family situations they're going the wrong direction, whether that be children going the wrong direction, whether it be marriage. There's help for you tonight. There's help for that situation. Now, you know this, there's help all the time. Yes. You understand that. But sometimes when there's an anointing present, if you will reach up and receive that, you know, I'm reminded of the time that it's told about how a woman came to Smith Wigglesworth. Her husband was an alcoholic, and I mean a bad alcoholic. And she was a Christian woman, and she brought him a cloth, and she said, would you pray over this? And he prayed over that, and I don't remember the exact thing he said, but dealt with that demon of addiction that drove him. And she took that and put that under his pillow. And I mean, the next morning, he got up out of bed and he started crying out to God. I mean, he all of a sudden got a sober understanding of his spiritual condition, you know. And then there's another testimony. I don't remember. Maybe some of y'all can help me, whether it was with Dad Hagen or Smith Wigglesworth or whatever. But one man, he went to drink. He would drink on the way, you know, stop and get a drink on the way to work. And when he did, he took a drink, and it tasted like poison. Yeah. Well, I mean, it is poison, but
it tasted bad.
And he said, "Give me another one. Something's wrong with this." And gave him another one. And then he got mad because it all tasted alike. And he stopped off after work at another place and got another beer or got another drink, and it all tasted. And he realized God was dealing, and God was had changed some things, and he got delivered from that. Well, you know, no doubt that his wife was believing God, but when the anointing was present, and this woman had had the minister to pray and again stuck a, you know, a cloth under in his pillowcase, and from then on things started to change. That's what I'm talking about tonight. The anointing is present to address that marriage issue that you know, and you've had faith to change, and the family issue. And if that applies to you, well, we're all just gonna bless the Lord. But if that really applies to you, with your heart, lay hold of that. Amen. Because there's divine help. You know, you can labor and labor with somebody for your and pray and pray and pray, and then all of a sudden, just one thing happens, and just one operation of the spirit, and things just change. Amen. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your divine help. So I speak, this is the word that came up in my spirit, an about face in that marriage situation, an about face with those children. That which is going away from the plan of God, an about face into the plan of God. You change, you turn in Jesus' name. And Satan, you take your hand off that situation. You take your hand off the marriage. You take your hand off the children. And I speak an about face in your home. An about face in your family. And I thank you, Father, that it will be such that it will be undeniable. And the testimony will be glorifying to you. We thank you for it, Father. We thank you for it, Father. Not laboring over it, not struggling with it, but receiving that. Just receiving that. Hallelujah. We thank you for it, Father. We thank you for it, Father. We thank you for it, Father. Hallelujah. If you're struggling with an addiction, I'm talking like whether it be smoking, drinking, alcohol, pornography, I'm talking anything like that. God wants you free. He wants you free. You know, the thing that so disturbs me, and if I could say displeases me, about the casual acceptance that has come into the church and toward drinking and things, and people think, well, I'm free enough, I can drink. The thing is that anything like that turns you back into a slave. And Jesus paid a dear price for you to live free, not so that you could use that freedom to again enslave yourself. God hates slavery. And addictions turn you into a slave. Amen. Well, there's power here to assist in that. Now, you're the one that you have to yield to that. You have to respond rightly to that. But I'm just telling you, if there's something that you're struggling with that is an addiction, the anointing of God, the grace of God will help you. It's by the Spirit these things are dealt with. You keep dealing with them with willpower, and that lasts a few days, then you're back to the same old dark place, you know, that place of struggle and failure, and then that repeated cycle. It just keeps going back and forth. There's an anointing here for that.
Amen.
Amen. So you can receive that. So, Father, I thank you for divine help. I thank you for that grace, that anointing that comes to change that situation as they respond to that anointing. So I speak to those difficulties that would try to enslave you and bind you, those habits, that they be broken in Jesus' name. You know, you just receive. Say, I receive of the anointing that destroys every yoke. Therefore, I'm free. Right now, I'm free. Right now, I'm free. I receive that anointing of freedom in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 And when the temptation for that tries to come back up, talk to us. Say, no, you don't. Because the anointing that makes me free, I've already received it.
Amen.
Amen. Talk to it. Talk to it. Hallelujah. Well, that's okay. We move this way tonight, huh? Yeah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Mashtakaya da boshtikiya da bashtakaye. Mashtakaya da boshtikiye. Let's just worship him together. We thank you, Father. Mashtakaya da bostumba titidikikiya na matataria da bostukokokoye. Majanda bokoria da bastankaya da boshtikikiya da bastakikikiye. What is it that do you work for the church, or do you have your own job, business? What do? You're a teacher in the school systems? Yeah. Father, we thank you because I don't know. There's something more. There's coming, it seems to me, a divine idea. And it's going to open up an understanding to you. Amen. I don't know what that means, but good thing is just pray it out in the Holy Ghost. Just pray it out in the Holy Ghost. So we thank you. And with it, it's attached to it is God's plan of increase for you. There's an increase, and it's attached to this leading that he's going to give you. Amen. Just give me your hand if you would. Father, we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, for that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank you for that, Father. Mashtaka yada bastiki kiye. It is time. It is time for a supernatural increase to come to those who have assisted the man of God and assisted the vision of God here. I'm talking about those who have made it their priority. That their local church is their priority interest. Amen. And that includes you. Give me your hand. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, for divine increase. For divine increase. You know what I'm reminded of? Dad Hagen would talk about this man when he pastored. Dad Hagen pastored years ago. And Dad Hagen would talk about there was this man in his congregation who was a farmer. And they were doing some, I don't know if it was additions onto the church building or what, and that farmer would come down and help at the church every day. He would help build and help in any way he could. And finally, I don't remember if it was friends or family or somebody came to Dad Hagen and said, you know, we're concerned that he's putting so much time down in here with the church that he's neglecting his farms. And he could lose his crops if he keeps neglecting that. So Dad Hagen went to him and says, brother, he says, I appreciate all the serving you're doing in the church. But he said, but I don't want you to serve to your own injury. in the sense that you lose your crops. And he said, Brother Hagin, don't you worry about my crops. In other words, I got this handled. You know, and people that were sincere and well-meaning, they think sometimes you do too much for the church. Because they're measuring it against themselves. They're using themselves as the measuring stick, you know. And so he said, Brother Hagin, don't you worry. Don't you worry about it. I got it handled. And that happened a couple of times that Dad Hagin went to him to make sure. And he said, and when it came time, he said, I don't remember if it there came some kind of drought or something that happened. You remember, Brother Joel, what the testimony that was? And he was the only one who received a full harvest that year. And he said, when I take care of God's business, God takes care of mine. And you know, he wasn't neglecting. Some neglect out of laziness there were. That wasn't that. He was following what God put in his heart. And I'm talking about that kind of a heart that puts the local church a priority. There is a undeniable reward that comes with that. And I'm just saying for this local church, those of you who have taken that and made that your priority, you're authorized to say increase for me. Increase. Because this place increases financial increase. Financial, supernatural increase. Hallelujah. And you're part of that. I'm telling you, those of you who have made that your priority, just as this pastor fulfills his role and his part, when you fulfill your role and your part, you're entitled to the exact same reward. Amen. You don't stand in the same position he does, but you stand in the same place of serving, in the sense of you're giving your all to what your supply is. Amen. I love the testimony of one gal who's part of a church that we go and preach in. And she's on the worship team, and she had two small children. She was pregnant with her third. And in being pregnant with her third, when she got further into the pregnancy and had a miscarriage. So she's at the hospital, and they had taken her to the emergency room, and put her in a bed, and the doctors were tending to other people. And they left her there for quite a period of time, unattended. And she's hemorrhaging. And I think it was worse than they really realized that it was, her condition was. And so she feels herself dying. She feels her body, you know, it's losing that blood, and she's going in and out. And she cries out to God, and she says, God, I can't die now. I've got two small children I've got to raise. And she rolled over in the bed, and when she did, Jesus was standing there. And he said, you're not going to die now. And listen to what he said. He said, you're a tither. You say, was she buying something? No, she was bringing her supply, and at a time of need, her supply. Her supply rescued. It kept the door open because she brought her supply. The door was open that God could intervene for her. What about if she hadn't been a tither? What about if she hadn't been bringing her supply? Amen. Anybody remember this woman named, what was it, Dorcas in the Bible? She was a woman who, with her own abilities that she had, she evidently loved to make things with her hands, and she gave it to people in the church, these handmade garments and things that she made. And she fell sick one day and ended up dying. And these people who had been recipients of her blessing were unwilling to let her go. And they went and called for the apostles, and they came and ministered to her, and she was raised up. But what if she hadn't brought a supply? You understand? That's what I'm saying. What if she hadn't have been valued and cherished by the local church, by the church family, but because she had made herself, if I could say this, indispensable, that they weren't willing to do without her. So that's what I'm saying. Those of you who have made yourself valued in the church simply because of your faithfulness, there's increase for you. There's increase.
Amen.
Amen. Father, we thank you. We thank you. Mashtakaya de bostukoya de bestikikie. We thank you, Father. Masatatakakaya de bestikikie. Mashtakaya de bosumpanta mpashtakaya de bostukokoye. Mashtakaya de bestikikia de bostukokoye de bestikie. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Father. Mastakaya the boshtiki yadabastankaya the boshtiki kiye. Bashtakaya the bostokoya debe kiki yadabunta popa de kikiye. Bostokoriata pashtiki kiye. Anchanta pastakaya da pastakakaya da pastiki kiye. Mashtakakaya de bestiki kiye. Mastakaya the boshtiki kiye de bestiki kiye. Mashtakaya the bestiki kiye. Mastakaya the bustokoya the bestikiye. Mastakaya the bustokoye. Mastakaya the bustakaye. You know, there's a passage over in James that says, in James chapter 5, it says, pray one for another. What's it say? That you may be healed. So, what's he saying? He's showing this that when you bless someone else, it boomerangs back. Isn't that right? Now he's saying, pray one for another. And that's one way he keeps us from being just all about self. Because it keeps us more family-minded. If someone in the church family needs prayer, I'm going to bring my supply because it's going to have a boomerang effect. And it's going to come back and it's going to, what I sow to someone else is going to come back and bless my life. Right? There have been times that I have taken time to pray. I was just, you know, praying for different ones. And in that, while I'm doing that, God starts speaking to me about something I'm facing. Why is that? Because when I'm using my faith and my prayers to someone else, God goes to work in my behalf. And that's James 5 shows us that that's a spiritual law. That when you sow towards someone else, that comes back into your life, and he's using it there when you pray for someone regarding healing, that comes back into your life. So I said that to say this, the praying you've done is going to come back in a very notable way to where there's going to be some things that are going to be changed, and that people around are going to say, oh, we know God did that for her. There is absolutely no way, no way that in the natural that could have happened. So we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you for that. Hallelujah. You know, I've had some experiences in prayer simply because I prayed. Does that make sense? You know, doesn't this make sense that if you go to church and what happens in that church, you'll be a part of it just because you were there? How many times have you ever had to come in late to a meeting, or you were out of town, or I'm talking about maybe there was a conference going on and you got in on the third, fourth, and fifth night or something like that, and you couldn't be there for some reason for the first and second. They said, oh, you should have been here. Because this happened and that happened. I mean, I used to say to Ed, you know, when I couldn't go with him on the road to meetings, now, just teach, but don't go much further. Because I don't want to miss something, you know? And I'm just teasing, I know, but I just don't want to miss it. I never liked it when he came home and said, well, Jesus came in on. Right. Because I wasn't there. I couldn't be there you know? Well, if you're in a church service and what happens in that service you're a part of, if you're in prayer, you'll have things happen to you that wouldn't have happened if you weren't in prayer. Does that make sense to you? And I remember this years ago. I would lead a daily prayer with a group that I would invite to pray with, and I'm just praying. We're praying for, you know, the church and congregation members and different things that we had, you know, that we had set ourselves to pray about. And while I'm doing that, God said, come. Well, actually, I had the Holy Ghost say something I've never heard him say. And he said, come with me. I want to show you something. And all of a sudden, I find myself, if I could say this, hovering in a particular room. And there was a business transaction my husband and I were trying to complete. And I heard the whole scene of the conversation that involved the people that we were trying to do business with. And I heard the Spirit of God, and here I am hovering over this table watching this transaction, and I heard the Spirit of God say to the people involved in the transaction, this is the contract to take, and it was our contract. And the Spirit was saying that to these people. Now, they're not even Christians. And he's saying, this is the contract to take. I was so glad I heard that because they went the other direction. But then I already knew. Nope, the Spirit already said. The Spirit already said. And in 60 days, that whole thing turned around and it came back into our hands.
Amen.
And it was a total turnaround. But see, the Spirit of God said, come with me. I want to show you something.
Yes.
And I got to see that. If I hadn't been praying, I wouldn't have seen that. You understand? That's what I'm saying. In that, he said this. He said, come with me. I want to show you. And he took me to different family members and relatives and showed me where they were at spiritually and showed me their end. Now, that was interesting. And then he said to me, once I basically came back out of that experience, then he said to me, you want to know why I showed you that? And I said, I sure do. And he said, because you pray for them. Now listen to that. It sounds simple, but because you prayed, he involved me in knowing more. So you're the one that determines how much you get to be involved in on.
Yes, amen.
It's not God who determines that. You determine it. I remember something the Spirit of God said to me years ago. He said, if you'll take time to pray more in the Spirit, I'll show you more things to come. Isn't that what the Holy Ghost does? He'll show you things to come. Now notice God was letting me know you're going to measure how much you know of what's to come to yourself. You measure how much you know. Not me. You measure. The more you pray in the Spirit, the more I will show you things to come. Amen. There's some people that seem like they're never in the know. They're not perceptive of what God's doing. They're just not in the know. Well, that's not because of God. That's just because of where they set themselves.
Right.
God invites us. Amen. He invites us into more. He wants us to live this life knowing some things. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, I don't know why I'm just telling you some of this stuff, but it hopefully it stirs some things for you. Yeah. The more you give yourself to his flow, the more you'll flow in his flow. The more you give yourself to carnal things, the more you'll flow in them.
Sure.
So you decide what flow you want to be in.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We praise the Lord. We praise the Lord. Mashtakaya da bosto kokoya de bestikikiye. Mashtakaya da bastakaye de bestikiye. Mashtakaya da bosto kokoya tapacha karyata pashtikikiye. Mapapaya da rikikikiye. Mashtakaryata pashtikikiye. Mashtakakarya stikikiye. Give me your hand. Another degree of the anointing. Another level. Another phase. Another phase of your ministry, of what you're called to. We thank you for it, Father. Mashtakaye. Machitapatakaya do stoye ejimpe ezeke zotoya ban chararia. And with that other phase of its greater supply, now everything, the home of your desire, we thank you for it, Father. We say that it comes in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Mashtakikiye. We thank you, Father. Mashtakaya debeshtikikiye. We thank you, Father. Mashtakaya debeshtikikiye. Praise the Lord. 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 Now, if you will stretch, God will meet it. I said, if you'll stretch, God will meet it.
All right, I'll do it.
All right. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we we stretch, if I could say, if I were standing in one place, and I stand back here, and I'm stretching, but it's easily. But if I'm going to, when God talks about stretch, he doesn't mean standing here and stretching comfortably. He means stretching with strain. Not pain, strain. Stretching with strain. That, haven't you ever, I told somebody, I said, it's really bad when you bend over to tie your shoe and you're going, the air comes out. Anybody know what I'm, you know, some of you know.
It's true.
Remember when you were young, you could just pop your foot up right in front of you and reach over. Now you're, and you're doing it, but it's with a strain. And when you're straining, there are noises that come. Have you ever bent over and it fell down and you're going, something fell in between and you're going, and you're stretching to get it. I know if other people are around, you try to restrain the noise, but I'm talking about when you're stretching with strain, there's a sound. That's what God's wanting. A stretch with strain, not with a stretch with easily extended and easily brought back. So that's what I'm talking about. Stretch with strain.
Amen.
Yeah. Because he'll meet the reach. He'll meet the reach. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the strain comes out of the brain, you know. The strain. You can hear it. Getting past that mind, getting past that mental. Yeah. Getting past what you can calculate. Listen, God has said everything he's had me to do, I couldn't figure out.
Right.
And I love something that Dr. Sumrall said. He said, everything God's told me to do, I didn't have the money to do it, but I did it.
Yes.
Think about Dr. Sumrall in the Philippines. I don't know if you've ever heard his testimony. God told him, he was a pastor in South Bend, Indiana. And God told him, I want you to go to the Philippines and I'm going to do more for you there than I've ever done for you anywhere else. So he gets there, and for the first 6 months, he's having, you know, church services. And there's him and his wife and his sons. That's it. That's all that attend. And he would go out, you know, and invite people to come and do whatever he could to get the word out. And he would, you know, minister to people, and he would tell them about their church, and he would say, invite them to come. They said, okay, I'll come. And so he said they would give him, you know, he'd get their address from him so he could come visit them. He says, every time I went, it was a fake address. It was a bogus address. And he never could get anyone to come. And with just him, his wife, and his sons, and he said they'd receive an offering. You know, he'd preach. He'd just stand up every service and preach to them. They'd pass the offering bucket. I mean, that same $5 just passing around probably, you know. But whatever, they're doing it. And the Spirit of God said to him, I want you to build an auditorium that seats 10,000 people. You talk about straining past the brain. And he said, God, what do you mean an auditorium for 10,000 people? And he said, and God said to him, I thought you had faith. And you know, Dr. Sumrall, then there are fighting words. And he said, I do have faith, you know. He'd growl it. And so he went out and got an old World War II hangar. And got that and set up for 10,000. And then not long after that, within days or weeks, is when he heard the radio broadcast of a little gal that was being bit by devils, and God sent him to the prison to set her free, laid hands on her, she got set free, and that went across all the airwaves there. The media covered it, the whole island knew about it, and a revival was on, and within 2 weeks, they had over 100,000 people born again. The mayor gave him the city square, the town square, to hold open-air meetings. And in 2 weeks, 100,000 people came to Christ. And he already had his building for 10,000 ready to seat for services.
That's right. Glory to God. Amen.
Think about it.
Yes.
Yeah. He had gone to the man. He knew of the man that was a denominational man that ran the Bible Society there in Manila, Philippines. And he said to him, how many Bibles do you have? He says, oh, Summerall, we got thousands and thousands of Bibles. He said, you're going to run out. And he said, we wouldn't run out of Bibles. There's no way we're ever going to run out of Bibles. And within 2 weeks of that revival, you couldn't find a Bible on the island to buy. They were all sold out. Talk about just doing what God says.
Yeah.
Just doing what God, doing what you can't figure out.
That's right.
Doing what you can't figure out. I said doing what you can't figure out.
Good word.
And until you're doing what you can't figure out, you haven't moved into faith yet.
Oh, yeah. Good word. That's good.
Because faith is the unknown.
Yes.
Amen. Faith moves you into the unknown. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. There's a lot of unknowns in this era. I said there's a lot of unknowns to this era, and the way we're going to get into them is by faith.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Is by faith. And you, there's unknowns that God has for your congregation.
Yes.
Amen. For your local church. And you're going to have to say yes when your head says, I don't know why.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Well, we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Mashtakaya. Just lift up your voice and let's worship him. Mashtakaya. Mashtakaya da bostakaya da bashtikiya da bostokokoya da bashtikiya. Mashtakaya tapashtaka kaya de bestiki kiye. Mashtakaya da bastaka kaya da bostiki kiya da bastaka kaya. Mapapa chikrata takaya da bostokoko ya da bastiki kiye. Mashtakaya da bastaka kaya da bastika ye. Mashtakaya da bostokoko ye. Mapapa ya da bostokoko ye. Mashtakaya. Now, Brother Jones, Sister Jones, there is more. And this is what comes up in my spirit. Make a list, not to say you don't already have one. Make a list that is so much more than what you ever reached for yourself before. Make a list. If you were dreaming your wildest dream, what would be on that list? Write it down and start saying, God, thank you for fulfilling it, because he wants to do it. He wants to do it. Father, we thank you. The reward of more. The reward of more. Hallelujah. Thank you for it, Father. We thank you for it, Father. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you for it, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about the absurd. When I say make a list, and I'm just saying this to anybody, I'm not talking about the absurd. I'm talking about the more that your spirit, that sits right with your spirit. Come here, love. Come here. We thank you for it, Father. Mashtakaye debeshtikiye. I thank you, Father, your perfect will. Your perfect will. Your perfect will, Father. Ah, we thank you, Father. Your perfect will. Is she married? She's married. You're the other part. Come here. Come here. We thank you, Father. Running together, running further, running further. Give me your hands. Right. Going together into the perfect. Going together into the perfect. We thank you, Father. And I'm saying this by the Spirit of God. Those of you who work closely with your pastor, you need to start enlarging yourself. Those of you who work closely with your pastor, you need to start enlarging yourself, because if you don't, you don't want to be responsible for being the emergency brake. Amen. I'm just saying, you need to be there ready to keep pace. I'm talking about those who work real closely. You know, one of the things I appreciate, there's a gal that's been the longest with us on staff. She's, 21 to 22, 23 years, something like that. And one thing I appreciated about her, because she's in our finance department, and whenever things would start piling up financially, so many times Ed would go in and he would say, you know, he would see all the numbers, and you can start feeling the weight of that. You know what I'm talking about. You can feel the pressure of that trying to get on you. And she would say, "Doctor, God's going to do it. God's going to do it. God's going to do it." She was the cheerleader every time when she would see that start trying to work on him. And I appreciated that it wasn't just left up to his immediate family, but those who were running. She always answered him with faith. And I tell you what, that's a chore for someone who looks at the numbers every day. That's a chore. And ever since Ed's gone home to be with the Lord, and I would go in and I would talk to her about, and you know, we're doing this and looking at this financially, looking at that. And she'd always say, "Pastor, God's going to do it. God's got a supply, and that supply is moving to us." Yes. That supply is moving to us. Why could she do that? Because she was enlarging herself to keep pace with what God was doing. You don't need someone who sits down with you and says, "What are we going to do, Pastor?" You don't have to, it's not your job to ask questions. It's your job to bring faith. It's your job to lighten the load. I remember something that, this is interesting, because there was an older man who used to travel with Dr. Sumrall not long before Dr. Sumrall went home to be with the Lord. And he would travel with Dr. Sumrall and assist him. And I don't mean this in negative. I don't mean it against any one way. But all I can just tell you is the way the Spirit of God said it to him. That Dr. Sumrall was, you know, he had radio stations. He had television stations. He had the Feed the Hungry program. He had his own ship. He had his own airplane to where he would take in and feed countries, you know. He was doing immense things, writing books, preaching. He would preach twice a day. I mean, the man could outwork any 20-year-old. And his pace was so, so quick. And one time there was, he had left the service, and the people had cleared out, and Dr. Sumrall had dropped his coat on the floor, his jacket. And this older man that was traveling with him went to pick it up off the floor. And when he went to pick it off the floor like this, it was like it was glued to the floor. He couldn't get it up. And he's pulling. This thing is so heavy, I can't get it up. And finally it released, and he was able to pick it up. And he said, "God, what is that?" He said, "This man is carrying the entire faith load of this ministry himself. Somebody else needs to help carry this." What an indictment, right? It's not okay to assume, well, pastor's doing it. Pastor's believing for it. Pastor's praying about that. It's time, and I'm just saying this, it's important that you hear, if you work closely around your pastor. Now, every congregation member should do this, but I'm talking especially those who have the ear of their pastor. You need to be enlarging yourself, and not, it goes back to what David said, "I encourage myself in the Lord." Don't be looking for the pastor to do that for you. Do it, you do it. Amen. And when I am sensing the weight of things trying to get on me, there are certain staff members I go to and I talk to. Not all of them, but there are certain ones I single out because I know they will always have faith in their mouth. And at those times, I need someone to be a faith cheerleader for me in my ear, and I need to hear them say, I need to hear them say what I know. I know God's going to do it, but I need somebody to say, Pastor, it's going to be all right. We're going to do that. That supply is going to be there. We're moving ahead. You know, I need that. I mean, when God talked to me about the home he was going to give me, my brain went on tilt. And my spirit, I was struggling. And the Spirit of God, you know what he said to me? Go talk to such and such. And there was one person on staff that there's a rapport there. And I went and talked to that person. And that person did not even know what God had said to me. But they just kept encouraging and feeding me and feeding me and feeding me and feeding me on that. And I said, what do you think about that house? Oh, Pastor, that house. And that just went off on it in faith on that house. And then at the end of the conversation, now this is something perceiving. And then right in the middle, because I'm just asking questions about the house. Because we went on a tour of it, the students and this staff member and I went on a tour of it. And so I'm just asking questions about the house. I'm giving no intimation that God has said anything to me. I'm giving no intimation. I said, what do you think about the house? Did you enjoy it when we went through it? And he takes off talking. And all of a sudden he says, what did God say to you? What did God say to you about that house? See, what is that? Because he's learned how to keep pace with some things. And I seek out those that I know will have the counsel of the Spirit in their mouth. Amen. Just because you like giving advice doesn't mean you had the counsel of the Spirit in your mouth.
So good, Pastor. So good.
Amen. The counsel of the Spirit is someone who's sensitive to the Spirit and they know the right word to say at the right season or what not to say. Amen. There were times that I would hear people get around Ed and I'd just go, God, guard his ears, guard his ears, guard his ears. Because they were so vocal, sometimes you could sense it trying to pull Ed the wrong direction. You could sense it. He'd come back from talking to somebody and I'd double check to make sure he's still. Not that I'm controlling it, but I knew some people, you can sway. You can sway and say things and leaders can follow things and not realize that they're swaying towards just someone's opinion rather than the leading of the Spirit. Amen? Well, praise the Lord. So I say that by the Spirit, enlarge yourself. Enlarge yourself. Be ready with the answer of the Spirit in your mouth. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. Those of you full-time fivefold ministers, if you would like, under this anointing, I would like to bless you if you want to. So full-time fivefold ministry, come up here. Or you might be an associate pastor, and it might not be something that you're full-time at, but you have a ministerial role in the church. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Congregation, just reach your hands out toward these if you would. We thank you, Father. Father, as Paul said, I long to see you that I may impart some spiritual gift to the end that you be established. Father, you know what's needed. You know what is ahead for them. You know what's contained in their gifting and their ability. And so we thank you, Father, for your supply. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. We thank you for it, Father. We thank you for, there it goes, love. We thank you for it, Father. We thank you for it, Father. We thank you for it, Father. We thank you for it. We thank you for it, Father. Mashtakakaya tepeshti kikiye. Machatatakaya. It seems, brother, that there's just been, if I could say this for you, it just seems that there's just been a wall there, that every time you try to, it just hit that wall, but hit that wall. That thing's dealt with tonight. That hindrance, that is removed tonight. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Taylor, be a real good student. Be a real good student. Be a real good student pays attention, not just to what's said directly to the student, but they pay attention to the actions of the teacher. They pay attention to the preferences. They pay attention to how their instructor, their teacher, their pastor ticks. See what he likes, see what he doesn't like. Don't just listen for what he says. Pay attention to how he moves, how he operates, so that you'll be able to keep pace. Amen. We thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, for a quickening of those giftings in her, a quickening of those. We thank you for it, Father. We thank you for it, Father. We thank you for it, Father. Mashtikikiye. We thank you for it, Father. Mashtikikiye. Shtoye. Mashtikikiye. Mashtikikiye. Anchata posto coco ye the bestiki at the besti isti. Mystiki at the bisiki isi asambata toto ya the bostiki anama. Sing all the way into the next level. Ha 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 ya. Mosti. Mostiki ya. Mamba baba bachiki ya the posto coco. Oh, so the namache ye. Astaka kaka ye. Majadadadoto ostototo stoto stoto ashtata mosto iziki esititiki masta kakakai asto ichitiki masta kokosto kokokoye ashtakaye mancha ma astatato ostikiki ashtakakakaye majad ostostoye asta ah. Now I speak for the operation, the manifestation of those, of the ways of the Spirit. More manifestations of the Spirit operating for you, brother, and through you. Not the same. Ha ha ha. But different. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Father. Mostoko ya de besinki ya da pasti kiki. Astoko ya de besti ezikiki ataponko in kiana matataye. Astoko ya da pasti kiye. Mastaka ya da bosti kiki. Astaka kaye. Machata pastaka kaye. Astakaye. Now I speak for a financial turnaround for this congregation. Not just the church itself, but for the congregation, your own personal. I speak for a turnaround in Jesus' name. All you have to do is say, I receive it. I receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 We praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Financial increase. Financial increase. financial increase. Every day of your life, you need to say this: I receive the flow of abundance. I receive the flow of abundance. I receive it. You'll have operate to the measure you receive it. So the more you receive it, amen. I receive it, I receive it, I receive it. You know, I'm thinking of a precious couple right now that have done so much for me, and I've wanted to do so much for them, but they've had this mindset that, bless God, I'll pay my own way, I'll do it all myself. And so I'm so limited in what I can do for them, because if I try to do something for them, they send it back to me. You know, you try to give them something, they send it back, because they're not used to, they think it's freeloading, you know. And their mentality, their whole life has been, I'll pay my own way, you know. And they don't mean it in a harsh way, they mean it in a responsible way, but it's robbed from them. And so I want to do more, but I can't, because they just won't receive it. And I'm not talking about a mooch mentality that tries to get handouts. I'm talking about genuine receiving. Amen. So every day of your life, he loads us daily with benefits, is what it says in the book of Psalms. Well, how many of you know he did better than that? He blessed us with all spiritual blessings. But it's a daily moving into it. It's a daily experiencing of that. So every day, thank you. I receive all that you blessed me with. I receive all that you blessed. I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. Let's lift up our hands and lift up our voices. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Father. It seems to me, I don't know, there's something more we need to do. There's something more we need to do. Hallelujah. Brother Joe, you got something? Go for it. Yeah, absolutely.
Praise the Lord.
It
was a couple of weeks ago. I was in a service. After the service, the spirit was just on us so hard. I don't know if you know what I mean by that,
yeah.
But I was sitting there just for about half an hour and was not able to drive home after the service. So I had to have somebody drive me. While I was driving, I had what Brother Hagin used to call a mini vision,
mm-hmm.
And I saw myself and another individual from this area. And I spoke something to them, and I saw that take place. And so I'm going to be up in this area next month, and I thought, well, maybe I'll look that person up and say that. But the Spirit dealt with me. No, come here to this meeting to say what I saw.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got a ticket and came here and do that. And so I want to do that if that's okay.
Good.
It seems like the right time.
Absolutely.
And I want to minister to you, Pastor Mike Anderson, and your wife can come too. And so appreciate your ministry. There's a dimension that the Lord's going to add to you this evening, to your ministry. And one of the ministry gifts that we see talked about in the Bible, you know, we know the fivefold, but then there's over in 1 Corinthians 12, you have it said a little differently. One of the things is miracles. Miracles. And so what I heard and saw myself do, I'm just going to repeat exactly what I saw in that little vision, and that was this. You've been known as Pastor Mike, but more than Pastor Mike, you're going to be known as Miracle Mike. And if I could ask the elders that, you know, that are, you know, Pastor Michael, if you don't mind, Pastor Nancy, because there's an endowment. Pastor Tim, you too, if you can come on up here, and as we just lay hands on them, if everybody could participate in that, there's an endowment for it. Praise God. Oh. Hallelujah. Because you'll participate in that as well. Miracle Mike. That's what I heard. So I did that.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Well, let's just raise up our hands and thank Him for it. Father, we're so grateful. We're so grateful. We don't take these things lightly. We so appreciate. We so appreciate how You're equipping us and imparting into us that which the era calls for. We're so, so grateful. We give You thanks. We give You praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, the Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Let's just lift up our hands and lift up our voices. We praise You, Father. 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 We thank You, Father. We thank You, Father. We thank You, Father, for Your blessing upon these ladies. We thank You, Father. We thank You for impartations made into them that will accompany them into their calls. We thank You for it, Father. We thank You for it, Father. Mashtakaye, mashtakaye. And you, little gal, are going to have the word of knowledge begin to operate even in the services with your mom and dad. Things are going to come up and you're going to say, is that me or is that God? That's God. You just go ahead. They would absolutely welcome that flow. So you just respond to that. You just respond to that. Amen. And the more you step into it, the more it'll happen. Hallelujah. And the thing is, and this is what we all have to get past. It's not about us. It's about the people who are going to receive what is spoken. Amen. So don't ever be concerned about, you know, well, the people, well, just because I'm the daughter. It doesn't matter. None of that. What matters is God has something for the people, and He'll use you to bless them in that way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, the Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I don't doubt that God may have some pastors up when He say, build a church that seats 10,000 when you only have maybe a handful. That's what I'm... Yeah. This era needs that. This era will call for that. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Well, you can be seated if you would. The pastors asked me to go ahead and receive an offering for Dufresne Ministries tonight. And so there should be an offering envelope in the seat back in front of you. And so just take that offering envelope. If you're making out a check, making it payable to the church, and if you're giving by cash, just fill that offering envelope out for us completely so that you can be properly receipted. Tomorrow night is the last night in this series of meetings. We will minister to the sick tomorrow night. So if you know of someone who needs healing, my goodness, get them here. But if you need healing, just come expecting. Come expecting. All day long, just say, I'm going to receive healing. I receive of that healing. When hands are laid on me, the healing anointing of God will go in. And I shall be healed. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As Pastor said, tomorrow night is double up. And if you can't be here tomorrow night, put your double up in tonight. Hallelujah. When you get that made out, let's hold it up before the Lord and worship Him with our giving tonight. Father, we thank You for being a part of this era. We're so grateful to be here tonight, Father, to receive what You have. And so, Father, we say we're blessed. We're blessed with all. All that heaven is enjoying, we're blessed with it. We're so grateful, Father, that part of what heaven is enjoying is total provision. So we say we have total supply, total provision. And we say, Father, that we'll always have more than enough. We're so grateful for it, Father. And because we always have more than enough, we can be generous. We purpose to be givers and receivers. And we give You all the thanks. And everybody said, amen. Ushers, go ahead. As the offering bucket goes your way, say this with me. All the money that this church needs, it'll come. All the money that Dufresne Ministries needs, it'll come. All the money that my church needs, it'll come. All the money that I need, it'll come. All the money that my business needs, it will come. Because I have a supply, and my God shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I'm living off the top of the barrel, and I receive